Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bert Show.
The bunny cam is in full effect at the Bert Show's Facebook page with the Georgia House Rabbit Society. But I just want to let you guys know that you have some special guests coming in soon. Mm-hmm. So Amanda's son, Asa. Mm-hmm. Cute little four-year-old boy is going to be playing with some bunny rabbits in the pen here soon, so you'll be able to witness that on the Facebook page.
And he's a talker.
He's going to be talking up them bunnies. Yeah. And then at 9:30, my four-year-old son Jimmy is coming in, and he will then be in the bunny playpen playing with the bunnies. So not only are you going to get bunnies today, but you're also going to get, if I do say so myself, two very adorable four-year-old boys playing with bunnies.
Well, VIP guests.
I think we have to have a side bet here to see which kid gets more hits.
Stop.
Which kid gets more likes?
Yes. Who gets more likes? Who gets more views?
Uh-huh. Turn everything into a competition.
All right, so look, the week off celebrity challenge could not have started any better than it did yesterday. For those of you that are new around here, let me just explain. Years ago, we did a contest with listeners called Who Do You Know? Where listeners are very influential. They know a lot of celebrities, so they were having them call in for a lot of money, right? So I was thinking about doing that again this year, but I'll be honest with you, man, cutting through radio station red tape, if we would start the process of that, it would have taken us till November. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just make this an in-studio competition. These guys didn't know I was going to launch it. They were totally surprised. So it's the same type thing. So everybody in here is going to be competing to get A-list celebrities to call into the Bert Show. And at the very end of it, you guys listening right now, our Bert Show fam, will determine who the biggest celebrity is to call in. When we find out which Bert Show member had the celebrity call in, who won it, they will get a week off of paid vacation. So there's some motivation there. Second place will get $500. So
good motivation for us, not so much motivation for the celebrity, though, which is why you instituted rule number two.
Right, which was a grand for the celebrity, and they can also promote the charity of their choice.
And not a grand to every celebrity that calls in.
No, the winning celebrity.
The winning celebrity that the listeners deem was the biggest celebrity to call in.
So at some point, I'm hoping this is the kind of response we get, same as we did the very first time that we played Who Do You Know?
Good morning, Adam Levine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Jennifer Garner.
Who is this?
What's up, man? It's Kid Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Morgan Freeman.
Who is this?
Samuel Jackson.
Who is this?
This is Sean Connery.
Who is this?
This is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who is this?
This is Justin Timberlake.
Who is this?
Hey, good morning. It's Jessica Biel.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Big Boy from Outkast.
Who is this?
Danny Glover.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Ben Affleck calling.
The pressure is on, right?
That's A-list.
That is A-list.
All right, when we have a celebrity on the line, you will hear this sound. We will stop what we are doing, and we will talk to that celebrity. And I'm saying it couldn't have started any better yesterday because we had our first celebrity call in and Abby was so excited. So excited. If you missed it yesterday, here's a portion of it right now. Abby, what is that sound?
That sound means we've got a celebrity on the line.
Hi, good morning. My name is Aiden Turner.
Aiden Turner. Oh, Abby is freaking out.
You were amazing in Rivals and Poldark.
I appreciate that. I came here to Atlanta to work with Tyler Perry, and I was on If Loving You Is Wrong.
Is there anything you would like to say in closing with Mr. Aiden Turner?
No, I'm just happy to have you here.
There's two Aiden Turners.
Yeah, can I be honest? I mixed them up with the other Aiden Turner.
Oh, no!
The other one's Irish.
Well, I mean, same thing.
That's double insult. I don't think I've seen Mo laugh that hard.
That's a top five Bird Show moment. That was hilarious.
So let me try to explain it. In the editing, it's just very difficult sort of to tell what's going on. So Aiden Turner calls in. There are two celebrity Aiden Turners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Abby thought it was one. And then as he hangs up, she tells us, oh my God, that's the wrong guy. She's rattling off his credits and he's so nice about it. He never mentions it.
I felt so bad. And in my defense, the other Aiden Turner, who I thought was on the line with us, plays a lot of British characters. There's a show I love on PBS called Poldark. He plays this very swoony, military dude who's British. And so when he was on the phone, I was like, wait a second, I can't remember if he's actually British or if he's Irish.
And the dude was so sweet about it.
He was so gracious.
I feel like so bad.
He never said a word.
He actually said, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
He thanked him for it.
What a sweetheart, right? Yeah. So let's make sure that you know who the correct Aiden Turner is. Okay?
Okay.
Tommy?
What's happening?
Tommy's walking out of the studio. He's opening the door. He's walking across the hall to the Q99 studio.
Oh, my God, stop. No.
No way.
He is now walking in studio.
Remember, he told us he
lived. Aiden Turner!
Good morning. This is Aiden Turner, Abby.
Can I put in my 2 weeks?
Sir, you have the best sense of humor. You are so gracious. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yo, thanks for having me. Thank you.
So while this was going on yesterday, and Abby is questioning you about Aiden Turner, but he's getting the credits wrong, was there any part of you at that point that was like, should I stop this girl or should I just let it go?
Well, I had to think really quickly. This sometimes happens before, it happens from time to time. But I just felt bad and I didn't want to embarrass her. And so I took it. So I just wanted to explain, I've done this, I've done that. And just to sort of tell her softly,
Here's what I've actually done.
It was loud and clear, Aiden Turner. It was loud and clear.
All right, so now that we have you in studio, I want to know about this transition to Atlanta even more now. So you meet your wife, okay, and did you meet her? Did you say yesterday you met her on set?
No, I was, as any actor, I was out in L.A., doing parts on things like, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Scruples with Gary Cole. And then, got another audition for this Tyler Perry show shooting in Atlanta. So my agent, gave me an appointment. I learned the lines. I went in, I auditioned. The next day I'm hiking in the morning. I get a call from the agent really early. And I'm thinking, why is he calling me now? They don't really work until 10, And he said, how quickly, where are you? And I said, well, at the top of the canyon. He said, well, how quickly can you be at Tyler Perry's house? And I said, Tyler Perry's house? Where is that? Well, it's in Beverly Hills at the top. And I said, well, I don't know, 40 minutes? So I ran down the canyon, quickly showered, got dressed, raced over to his house, and then auditioned in his kitchen, which is the size of...
Easy.
The size of our house, basically.
This is the house in L.A.?
The house in L.A.,
okay.
Yeah. And then I did the audition once, and he said, okay, thanks for coming in. And I said, well, can I do it again? He said, well, if you want to. And I did it again, and then he said, thank you. And then by the time I pulled out of his driveway, I saw Mark Burnett coming in and some Rolls Royce, the gates open, and then I got a call when I'm going down, Mulholland Drive, the famous Mulholland Drive, thinking, God, I really hope I get this. And then agent calls and says, you're going to Atlanta. So like a month later, I'm here. The first weekend, I found a place in Buckhead. And then through mutual friends, I met Jessica.
That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Kate, will you tell us about Jessica?
Yeah, she's 5'11". She went to Mercer. She's an amazing basketball player.
Oh, is that right?
Really? She's in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
Wow.
She's a really hard worker. She's very beautiful, really great cook, and an excellent mum.
Besides the height, which I'm sure, you know, what was the one thing about her when you first met her that you're like, you know what, I'm willing to, like, stay in Atlanta to be with this woman?
She's just drop-dead gorgeous and very, very sweet and elegant, and I thought, at that time, I'm not even going to say anything to her because she's way out of my league.
Aww.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at you. There is nobody out of your league. I wish I could be out of that league.
And the accent on top of it. Are you freaking kidding me?
Did you say you have kids?
Yeah, Tristan, he's 9 and a half.
I bet he's striking.
Yeah, he's such a cool kid. He's at school today.
Man, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, I've been here. After that, I went back to LA, and then we kept in touch, and she'd come over, and I'd come back, and then because I had to shoot another season here, she ended up moving to LA actually for 6 months, and then I shot here for another 3 months. So I just decided to move here. We got pregnant after 6 months, which is amazing.
Wow.
That was a shock. I wasn't planning on that.
I'll explain to you how it happens later. Off the air, so it doesn't happen again, okay?
Right, yeah, thank you. Yeah, just decided to move here. I mean, that's where our family's from. My family's in England, so I thought that would be a good choice.
I know this isn't a very popular opinion, but I'm from San Diego, and I hate Los Angeles.
Really?
I hate everything about Los Angeles. It's the most vapid city in the world.
If you're not from there, you don't like it.
I hate it.
Anything
so much.
South of there or north of there is great.
100%, yeah, yeah. Right? So I'm thinking, what a lucky break to be in Atlanta, because you just don't have that kind of pretension here, man. You can really let your hair down, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the people are so soft and sweet and, you know, hardworking. If you're in L.A. and you're in elevator and you say hi or good morning, they just completely ignore you.
Right, or it's the over the shoulder mentality, I call it, too, when you're trying to have a conversation
That's
with somebody
right,
and they're looking over your shoulder and see, is there anybody bigger than you in the room, you know?
BBD, the bigger, better deal.
There's
none of that out here. Just true, real, nice, genuine people.
Yeah, that is awesome. Abby, is there anything that you would like to say to the real Aiden Turner, the much better version of Aiden Turner? And I don't even know who the other Aiden Turner is.
It is so lovely to meet you, and I am so sorry.
No, I forgive you. There's nothing to forgive. I've got a good story. I was hanging out with my friend Oriol Servia, a Spanish friend of mine, and we were working out in his gym and Gold's gym in... Where is it? The Santa Monica, Venice, Venice Beach. So the famous Gold's Gym. Sure. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm thinking, I know him from somewhere. And then all of a sudden, literally the machines we were working on were right next to each other. Arnold Schwarzenegger's just over there.
Crazy.
Working out.
Yeah.
And so I went up to him and said, is your name Aiden? And he said, yeah. How you doing? So we both met, and then he's like, yeah. I said, I love your stuff. And he knew me. He'd searched for me because we had both had the same name, and it was really nice of him to say, "Well, you're the better looking version." Thanks, mate.
Do you agree? Do you agree with him?
I won't fight you on it.
Yeah. Do you agree with him? Are you the better looking?
I'm not sure. I can't really say. I just wish he'll put a middle initial in his name just so we don't get confused.
But Aiden, which Aiden can lift more?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think it would be me.
Yeah. Man, thank you so much for having a great sense of humor about it. Thank you for coming in, man. Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. All right.
There you go, Abby. That's the real Aiden Turner right there.
Okay? Now.
If I had a nickel for every time a man from England traumatized me this year, I would have 2 nickels, which isn't a lot.
It's a long story. It's a long story. This is a much better.
This is a more fun story.
Yeah, for
thanks
sure.
Thanks very much.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.